Alrighty, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. A little bit more of the Eagles there. As I said earlier in the show, coming to you from the rarefied ears of the country studio. Boy, I better be careful here. Last time I was here, I took, as I said, took news talks. You'd be off air. I better not do that again. That's career limiting. Anyway, Sandra Campbell is one of the catchment coordinators for Thriving South. And Sandra, good afternoon. Welcome to the muster. How are you?
Afternoon, Andy. Good. Great. Looking forward to getting outside today because it's a beautiful South Otago day out there.
I know that. I drove all the way through it this morning, actually. I left Invercargill at 5.30 this morning to drive to Dunedin. So I got a... Unfortunately, it was a bit dark to see everything on the way through, but still got a nice feel of the way things were looking. So very good. Thriving Southland, very busy organisation. What are you doing? What sort of things are you involved with it?
So I look after the catchment groups from Waikeka down to Waikawa, so the Matoda River, and they are busy. But we're all over the show. We've got all sorts of different topics coming out of the woodwork. But, yeah, no, there's no dull moments, that's for sure. They're all different and all doing different events.
And Thriving Southland is coordinating the activities of a lot of these catchment groups, supporting them. Is that the way to describe it?
Yeah. Some of the groups are coordinating their own events. I'm just helping where I can. There's a lot of work go on in the background for these field trips and days and workshops that the groups run. So just trying to lighten the load a wee bit and take the direction from the catchment group and help where I can. So.
Now, as part of that is the 2021 Women's Enviro Series. Now, you are coordinating that. Tell me about those.
Yes. Now, this is a bit of a pet project for me that gets me out of bed in the morning. This has been supported by three of the Southland catchment groups, and it's a series. So we had an event last week with Pip Cameron and our lead catchment group woman, just nutting out what they want from a network and what we can do together across Southland, and sharing people's concerns and what excites them and what they want to learn more about. And it was a really good evening. I almost think you have to come to these things to understand what the connection is that goes on in the room when you get a whole lot of passionate people talking about a topic. So, and then the big one that's coming up, which is the main event, is on the 17th of May in Invercargill, and it's about bringing the information to community. So, getting people inspired to, and some really great stories out there and actually hearing from new people that are outside of our community and bringing them in so that we can hear from them at grassroots. We don't all get off farm and get away to side or dairy women's cotton, so it's trying to get that information a bit closer to home and to connect with some more people.
So this is a free event, supper provided, being held 7 p.m. 17th of May at the Invercargill Working Men's Club. Who have you got speaking at this?
So we've got Sarah Perriam, which most of you will know from Perriam Media, coming down to MC and run the event. The three main speakers, we've got Christy McGregor from Shepherdess Magazine. Christy's actually got a big background in primary industries as well too, but I don't think we could find a more appropriate speaker talking to a group of passionate women. So telling stories about other passionate women in the agricultural industry. We've got Dan Steele from Blue Duck Station. Dan, I think he spoke in Southland at Side a few years ago and comes with some pretty good reports. So they own a big farm on the back of the Whanganui National Park. And he's all over biodiversity, but also how they've brought tourism into their business. And then last but not least, we've got Kapua Smith from Contact Energy. So Kapua is the head of sustainability for Contact Energy. And I heard her speak recently at DEL, Dairy Environment Leaders, and just how they bring sustainability into their core business at Contact and how it's actually not an easy feat when you're a power company.
Well, obviously a lot of people are thinking, you know, maybe not. So, but they're definitely doing it. So that is that one event. The MC, obviously, as you said, is Sarah Perriam. But there's also an event on the 18th as well in Clinton. Similar?
Yes. Yep. So this started in Clinton 2 years ago. We had our first Women's Enviro evening for a local catchment group. It started off with, we thought we'd have some wine and cheese and get some more ladies along because pretty poorly represented sometimes up here, and at Ketchmer Group events, and it sort of flourished, and we had nearly 200 people, 200 women in the Clinton Hall. So so we do another event, and it's a joint event between Otago South River Care and Pomahaka Water Care Group in Clinton. So similar event, but we've got Rowena Duncan as our MC.
Of course you have, and I can tell you she will definitely whip you guys into shape and keep things going along. She's very, very good. So why are these events woman only, though?
That actually started as a logistical purpose in Clinton. So if I go to an event, Chris doesn't, because we've got small kids, and inevitably it was the same. Yeah, if he goes, I don't. So it was actually about, it started with logistics and connecting to another group of people that aren't necessarily involved, a different way, I guess, of, don't want to say skinning the cat, but yeah, a different way of skinning the cat, and actually delivering information to our catchment groups, just another way. And it's really cool to see 200 women in a room connecting and talking, and I think that's going to be different than if we do a mixed event. So, but there's nothing to stop our local catchment groups having the same and getting this information down. It's really, like I said, it just started as logistics, so and new people.
Exactly. If people want to come to either of these events, how do they do that? What do they do?
Yeah, so they're both on Facebook. It's probably the easiest events. One's under Thriving Southland's Facebook page and also on our website, but the main thing is I do need RSVPs for two. As an organiser, you get really nervous when you're organising big events, especially when you're never sure how many are coming.
Especially when you're putting on a free supper.
Yeah. And no one likes to undercater. So, especially not on a winter's evening in Southland and Otago.
No.
So there's an RSVP to office at thrivingsouthland.co.nz for the Invercargill event, and otagosouthrc@gmail.com for the Clinton event.
All right, so there's, and the details for these events would both be on the Thriving Southland Facebook page?
One is on the Thriving Southland Facebook page and one is on the Otago South River Care Facebook page.
Rightio, you will find that there. All right, Sandra Campbell, Catchment Group Coordinator for Thriving Southland for that area. Thanks very much for your time. I know these will be fantastic nights. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Andy.
All right, good to catch up. These are great nights. So the one in Invercargill, Monday the 17th of May at the Invercargill Workingmen's Club, and in Clinton for the second one. I don't know where that is, but that is on Tuesday the 18th. But go to get hold of office@thrivingsouthland.co.nz. All right, after the break, we're going to catch up with Cathy Cotter. Cathy is Southland Rural Support Trust. Things are getting a bit dry. Just a few things to chat about, eh?